Nancy Smith joins us this morning. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning, Greg. It's great to be here.
How many times have you heard, "Are you crazy?"
A couple times, yes.
So you don't get tired of hearing that?
No, you know, there's so much going on in federally and in the state that people just really want to know, you know, how we can do better. That's really the first question I get. Like, what are you going to do to make it better?
That's a good question. What are your plans? What are your priorities, Nancy?
Yeah, well, so I'm almost a 25-year public school teacher, and I guess I've watched over about two decades in Michigan as the legislature has slashed and cut school funding. So that's kind of initially what got me into this. You know, Michigan ranks at the very bottom of the 50 states in school funding, and that's not a number to be proud of. And because of decreased funding, that has consequences on the ground. A lot of, you know, I could list a lot of them that I've seen as a teacher, but basically it comes down to that, again, puts Michigan in a bottom ranking in terms of achievement. If you look at different measures like reading and math tests in the fourth grade, which means we're not giving our kids what they deserve, which is the best education so they can go out into the world and be productive citizens. So that's was sort of the number one thing that got me into this. I think we need lawmakers in Lansing with a priority on investing in our kids and working to fully fund our schools for a change. But, you know, once I started just looking at the state, that's certainly not the only issue. And now that we're in a pandemic, there are certainly issues that are more top of mind for most people. And I think the number one that we hear right now is affordability of health care, and especially prescription drug costs for most folks in Michigan. That absolutely has to be worked on. Of course, we're in a big unknown situation, depending on what happens with the Affordable Care Act. But as far as prescription drug costs, there are things that states can do. It's difficult because some of that's a federal issue. But the cost of drugs that a lot of us use, asthma drugs, blood pressure drugs, diabetes drugs, have more than doubled in about the last 5 years, and that's unacceptable. Another one I hear a lot, because I'm in the 65th district, and that's rural, is people don't like the quality or lack of quality of their internet service. Mm-hmm. What's available to them at a cost they can afford is pretty low quality. I live out in the country myself, and, you know, that's been brought into very sharp focus since March 13th, as students are being asked to work all or in part from home. Many parents are working all or in part from home, and that requires some decent internet service that can support possibly multiple people in the family requiring to be on the internet. So this is talked about a lot. I'm sure you've had people on the show talking about it. But I think that internet needs to be treated as a public utility. You know, as we finally decided to do in this country about 100 years ago for people out in the country who didn't have telephone service and people out in the country who didn't have electricity. And we finally said, you know, we gotta get it to everyone. It's part of modern life. We got to get it to everyone. And I think that holds true for internet. So I hear that a lot, too, and that's something that I would want to work on.
Well, you taught at Hanover for the better part of a couple decades. That's one of the worst areas, certainly around here.
For internet, it sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah. People really struggle. And, you know, when the pandemic started, I was still teaching last spring until June. I just retired. But, of course, we, as a district, we understood that, and and I think other country districts too gave everybody the option. Well, if you can't handle, you know, this education on the internet thing through no fault of your own, we provided paper packets of some sort for kids. But that was, you know, logistically that was very difficult and not ideal when we were all trying to sort of keep our distance from each other and didn't know if touching things could give us the virus, so everybody was nervous about getting a paper packet in the mail from school. But it would be, you know, it would just be more equitable if we could all have decent, affordable internet service, no matter where we live.
Yeah, you know, those issues you bring up are all legitimate, but they're issues we've been talking about forever.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, you kind of look at the makeup of our legislature in our state for the last 20 or so years, and I guess it, you know, it could be a matter of where the priorities have been, and I think we could just have a priority and attitude shift, potentially. You know, there's a big overlay here, too. Again, the pandemic is the big overlay.
So I
think the number one concern of anyone in office right now has to be getting us through that public health-wise, protecting our folks from disease, and protecting the economy from the consequences. And then when we get through it, which we will, you know, the question is when, then it's going to be, I think, sort of a matter of a comeback economy. And then in those days, we can start making decisions about priorities and how we look at budgets and how we look at taxes to shift our priorities a little bit, to make, you know, Michigan shouldn't be at the bottom of any list when it comes to public education. That's a failure.
Nancy Smith with us. She is running for state rep and district 65. So how has, Nancy, how has the pandemic been handled in your opinion?
Well, you know, obviously it's had a real human toll in our country and in our state. What, over 200,000 Americans now dead from it, about 6,700 Michiganders, and it, clearly there are more to come until we get it under control. The impact isn't just on public health. Our economy's been kicked around in Michigan. Unemployment is about 9% right now, so our small businesses are struggling along, most of them. Michigan workers, many have reduced income. They're struggling. I support what the governor has done to suspend evictions and foreclosures and some utility shutoffs during the pandemic, just so people can just make it and stay in their homes. Mm-hmm. until this runs its course. Now we've got, you know, cold weather headed our way. People are moving indoors, and they tell us that means the curve is going to rise again. So it's going to be so important for us to follow advice of medical and health experts. And we know we can do simple things, not always easy and convenient, but fairly simple, like wearing a mask or physical distancing. And those things have been shown to dramatically reduce our risk of getting the virus. And also, if we can practice those simple precautions, we're going to reduce the risk of our healthcare system from becoming overwhelmed. It's not right now, and it hasn't been for months, but we don't want it to become overwhelmed. So if we look back to the month of March, Michigan was a COVID-19 hotspot. If you remember looking at those dashboards every day, and I remember, we were only, I believe, third in the nation, or sorry, yeah, we were third in terms of rates of virus spread and rates of infection. In other words, there were two states that were worse than us. We were third. That was pretty bad. But the governor's swift and decisive leadership is a huge reason why now Michigan is a national leader on containing the virus. We're doing quite well right now. So, you know, I guess to answer your question, I'm happy with what the governor has done to protect us. Mm-hmm. Now there's, you know, we know there's folks that aren't happy. And it's a shifting landscape as far as the orders that are in place. It changes every few weeks. but there's this petition drive that we've heard of called Unlock Michigan that's being advanced by a wing of the Republican Party, I would say. And when I look at that, I say we have to, no matter what, we have to put public health before politics. I don't think people would disagree about that. And this Unlock Michigan, you know, take a look at it. It really does the opposite of that. It's trying to stoke division among our citizens, and it's trying to stop our governor from being able to put emergency measures in place to protect us during a national crisis. So I disagree with Unlock Michigan, and I think it's, again, it's a matter of the Republicans setting up a false choice for Michiganders being, you know, we choose between public health or the economy. And those two are not, it's not a one or the other proposition. Those two things are intertwined. And we need solutions, but they have to be mutually beneficial. We have to protect the public health of our citizens, and we have to take care of our economy. We can do both, Greg.
Nancy, I'm sure you've talked to many, many voters. How has their response been to you, knowing that what we know, that it's tough sledding for a Democrat in Jackson County?
Yes, well, historically it is, and I do get that question when you asked, you know, the "Are you crazy?" question. Yeah, in Jackson County, you're right. But I think we have to look at a lot of things. Here we are in 2020 when, you know, nobody's ever seen anything like, I could list off five different things that we've never seen anything like this before. So it's sort of all bets are off in some ways. But, you know, it's, we don't have a one-party system, even though we're in Jackson County. We have, I guess, for all intents and purposes, in the country, we have a two-party system. It's not, you know, there are other parties, but it comes down to we have a two-party system. People need a choice. People need a choice. And so I'm just telling folks, I'm running to be your strong independent candidate who is going to work to protect workers and farmers and small businesses and schools. And I don't think Representative Leitner has shown us that she represents those values and or those people with those values and interests. I think she has not done enough for me and a lot of the folks I talk to as far as standing up to Republican attacks on workers, as far as trying to correct the decades of disinvestment in our public schools, as far as addressing affordability of health care and sky-high prescription drug costs. I think these are things that the folks are talking to me about when I'm out on the ground and when I'm on the phone. And these are the things I tell them I will fight for if I can get to Lansing.
Nancy Smith, running for state rep in District 65. Nancy, appreciate the visit.
Well, thank you, Greg. I hope I can speak with you again.
We will catch up with you down the road.
All right. You have a great day.
Certainly. Thank you. Nancy Smith here on WKHL.